vital that you take a sheep who has a newborn, if they take that newborn away for a day or two and bring it back, the mother doesn't even recognize it, has nothing to do with it. She rejects it completely. And this goes through the entire animal kingdom. What Tony has done with his research is that realize that there are a whole lot of things that can distract a mother from the importance of the bonding with the newborn. You know, one of his patients' father died, you know, the week that she had the new baby. You know, another one, husband deserted her during the pregnancy. One in any event, he's got patients, you know, that have four children and only one of them has asthma. And that the one who had asthma also had a problem with bonding. And what he does is treat the mother. He doesn't even see the child. He gets the mother in, and using idiomotor, this all overlaps with the idiomotor thing. He trained under David Cheek the same way I did, so we both do the same kind of idiomotor stuff. He does a little hypnoanalysis of the mother back through the impediments to bonding and gets her to, one at a time, wipe it out, give him a signal when it's wiped out, and then makes a whole new movie of the whole thing of how she would ideally have had her baby without any impediments. And the child gets well, up to 8 or 9 or 10 years old.